It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll talk to a TV critic about the recent uptick in female-driven television shows and how the Me Too movement plays into this trend. First, we're learning more about what led to a deadly explosion following a natural gas leak in downtown Sun Prairie on July 10th. The explosion killed father and firefighter Corey Barr as he was responding to the broken gas main. Nearly a dozen others were injured and several buildings were destroyed. Now the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has found that the contractor that ruptured the natural gas pipe prior to the explosion was not registered to work in Wisconsin. Molly Beck is the Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's been following this story. Molly, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're still learning more, but can you give us some background on what led to this explosion?
Sure. So on July 10th, as probably most of your listeners know, there was a huge explosion in Sun Prairie that pretty much leveled a city block in downtown portion of that suburb of Madison. And what we know is that there was a contractor working in the area laying some fiber optic lines below the street for a Verizon Wireless project. And I got a recording of the 911 call, and there's a worker that says, you know, we were doing construction work and we hit a gas line. It's really bad. And so I was looking at who the contractor was after Bear Communications, who was handling the project for Verizon, released the name of the contractor they were using for the project. And it's a company called BC Tech, and it's based in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And he's not the person that owns the company, is not registered to do business in Wisconsin. There is a law that requires businesses to be registered, but it does provide for exceptions in some instances. And the state officials I talked to couldn't say whether or not there was an exception for this business, but also said there's no enforcement mechanism to provide a penalty if you're not registered.
So this obviously was a horrible incident, made that much worse because of the death of Corey Barr. Are police saying anything about the possibility of bringing criminal charges? You talked about there not really being any enforcement for not being registered to do the work, but what about criminal issues?
Yeah. The police are deciding now whether there was criminal negligence involved here, and that the police have not decided whether or not anybody will be charged. But what they're probably looking at is whether, probably if anybody did this intentionally, but I think they're more looking at whether the workers took, you know, safety precautions that are required by law when you're doing that kind of work. For example, when you're digging underground, anybody who digs underground, including just regular homeowners, you're supposed to call the state diggers hotline and have the utility companies mark where there's utility lines, like a natural gas line, so you don't hit them when you're doing the digging. So if that didn't happen, that could be one element of what they're looking at. And so far, I've asked this question of, you know, We Energies, who owns the natural gas line, the police, the companies that were doing the digging. I've asked everybody whether or not these lines were located, you know, whether the location was identified for the worker, and nobody will say if it was or wasn't.
What else do we know, if anything, about VC Tech, whether either their presence previously in Wisconsin or in other states?
So all I know is that it's based in Michigan. It's owned by a man named Valentin Kokuba. I believe that's how you pronounce it. And he also was sued the same day of the explosion by a former worker. He was sued in Dane County, so it must have been for jobs in the area. And I spoke to that worker, and he said that he wasn't aware of the July 10th job because he had stopped working with the company by that point. He said he felt lucky that he wasn't working with the company at that point. And he's suing the company because he just stopped getting paid.
Do we know if any of the people who were injured in the explosion were employees of VC Tech?
You know, we don't know that. I know that there was a firefighter that was critically injured initially, and I believe he's doing much better now. And there were 10 others who were injured, but all of them, I believe, are are out of the hospital. I don't believe anybody's still in the hospital at this point. But I don't know if any of them were workers with BCSEC.
We're talking with Molly Beck right now. She's Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we're talking about new information that the Journal Sentinel uncovered that the subcontractor who most likely caused the explosion in Sun Prairie last week was not registered to work in Wisconsin. And Molly, as we mentioned before, there was an evacuation effort. I believe that Corey Barr actually was responding to help with that. He wasn't actually summoned as a volunteer firefighter, but he wanted to go help evacuate the area and then lost his life. Are we able to speculate if lives were saved with those evacuation efforts?
Yeah, I think we can absolutely assume that because the firefighters and the police department right after this happened, when they met with reporters, they said that there was about a 40-minute window between when the gas line was hit and when the explosion happened. And in that time, firefighters like Corey Barr were in the area helping get everybody out of the businesses that were there, including Corey Barr's own tavern, the Bar House, and the Glass Nickel. And I'm not sure what other businesses are right there, but they were evacuating almost 100 people. So if that hadn't happened, it could have been a lot worse.
And as we said, firefighter and business owner Corey Barr was killed in the explosion. How is he being remembered in Sun Prairie?
He had a funeral service last weekend, and I believe almost 3,000 people came to that, and to the public one that invited the Sun Prairie community. I know that dozens of fire departments in the area are helping out Sun Prairie take care of their calls right now as they kind of deal with what's going on in the aftermath and just coping with what happened. Right after the explosion, we were covering that, and there was a great sense of community. There was a lot of people who came out to, you know, pay their respects and show support for the community. And I know that there's a lot of fundraising going on for Corey Barr's family. He was married and had two twin daughters who were 3 years old. And so there's, you know, I believe over $100,000, if not more than that, raised for them so far.
As you said, there was significant damage done to businesses there in downtown Sun Prairie, also roads and other infrastructure. Where are they at with trying to get life as back to normal as possible?
Yeah, I think we got a list of all the businesses that were damaged, and there were, I believe, I don't know, 6 to 10 businesses that were considered destroyed. And then, you know, a whole list of others that were in the zone that was considered to be, you know, we're not sure if it's safe to be, you know, back in these buildings or not. I think they're getting back. Some of the businesses have reopened, and some of the areas of downtown that had been marked off are open again. But I think that area right where the Bar House was, where the explosion, the worst of the explosion happened, is still closed.
And Molly, as this story continues to develop, and of course recovery will take a long time, what are you going to be watching for next as the story goes on?
I think we're most interested in knowing if those basic safety precautions were taken, if, you know, identifying where a natural gas line is before you start digging underground is pretty crucial and just a basic thing in a job like that. So we're waiting to see if that did take place or not.
And have the police given any indication when they might decide whether they will file those criminal charges or not?
Yeah, initially last week they said, earlier this week, they said that they were within days of making that decision. And then a couple days ago they said they were pushing back that timetable. They have more to look at. They weren't specific, but we're not sure exactly when that decision will be made.
Well, Molly, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Molly Beck is the Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She was with us to talk about last week's explosion in downtown Sun Prairie and the news that the contractor who cut a natural gas line in the area wasn't registered to work in Wisconsin.